Hello everyone, welcome back to Tea Time with Tea. I'm your host, Teresa. Could you imagine quitting your 9-to-5 job, moving to a different country, and pursuing your passion? Well, that's what this episode is all about. Jeremy Mitchell, a current student at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama, left a cushy job in finance, moved to London, and went back to school to pursue his passion for acting. He takes us through his journey on why he made the leap and where he is now. Let's get into it. So excited to have you on the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Jeremy, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about you, and then we're going to get into all of the juicy stuff, like you moving to London, chasing your passion, and all the good stuff in between.
Yeah, sure. So, name's Jeremy Mitchell, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
Shout out Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's right. Have three older siblings, raised by a single mom who worked extremely hard to provide for us. Went to school here in Brooklyn. I originally was not into acting at all, even though film and TV shows were always big for me, like, you know, watching growing up, but never thought of it as a career. Kind of took the traditional safe path. Went to Baruch College here in the city, studied finance, got a job at a big international bank, JP Morgan. I was working there for 5 years. And then I decided to switch over to another international bank called Standard Chartered, worked there for about 3.5 years. Kind of in the middle when I started Standard Chartered, I was kind of thinking, like, what else do I kind of want to do?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't totally hate my job, but I didn't totally love it. And I was like, what else can I kind of do?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, I think I made it like a New Year's resolution to like, how an acting class. Like, you've always liked film and TV. Why not just do that? And I did that in 2017 at the age of 29. And the more classes I took, the more I just loved it. And the more classes I wanted to take, and then I started to look for projects. I did a kind of like a web series called Amare, where I was like the lead, and some like other indie stuff, and just kept on with classes. Like, I really enjoyed the classes so much. But again, still didn't think of it as like a full-time thing, but I think that itch started to creep in a little bit more the more classes I took. And to be honest, when COVID struck, you know, I got to work from home a lot, and drama school then became like an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, so if I really want to do this, like, I should do this, because I feel like I kind of want to do this more so.
Yeah.
So when COVID struck, I got to work from home a lot. I lived alone at the time, so I had like a lot of time on my hands, and everything was closed in the city, like everything kind of like shut down. I had like a list of schools that I kind of want to go for. I've always wanted to kind of live abroad in London. There was an opportunity that kind of fumbled when I was working, but London was kind of like something like, you know, it's a city, it wouldn't be like a huge culture shock, but at the same time, like, it would be something different.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the goal was to kind of get into some of the drama schools in London that were like really good. And I applied for a wide range of schools, even some in the States. Guildhall School of Music and Drama is the school I go to now in London. That one hit, and then I just decided to kind of just go for that full time and just left everything else. And
I mean, there. I love it. Like, all of it. Cause like in my head, like, and I know, like, we've, like, in the short time that we've known each other, like, we kind of went back and forth, and like, I kind of asked a few questions, but, I had it, like, I was under the impression that you moved to London for work and just ended up like chasing acting while you were out there. But it's actually the opposite. You actually were, okay, you had this whole finance career.
Yeah.
And then you took up acting as a hobby and then decided like, okay, like this hobby, like this is a thing that I really love and I really want to do it and I want to pursue it. So you, I mean, I'm very impressed right now in terms of you just kind of like leaving, so finance is like completely like left behind at the moment.
Yeah, that's totally gone at the moment.
That's insane. Yeah. And now you're just like in London, you're going to school, you're really like 100% all in chasing this passion.
Yeah, it's, and I mean, everything comes at a cost because it's, you know, it's not, I definitely miss the stability and the money that, you know, the working in banking provided, but to be honest, I wasn't like totally fulfilled. And you know, acting is probably one of the few places where I could be 100% myself. I've learned so much more about myself taking the classes. And you kind of just, you know, you dive deeper into yourself, but at the same time you get to have fucking fun and do shit that you wouldn't normally do on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, being in classes, you know, in London and going to the school, it's like, yeah, I'm happiest in the classroom. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I could just kind of be free and, you know, learn from myself and then learn from also watching like the other people in my class. It's been great.
Absolutely. How do you feel about like in terms of right now, you're kind of in this education realm where like you're learning, you're soaking everything up and really working on your craft? So like you're not actually you're not booking gigs yet, right?
Nope.
So there's no flow of income coming in at the moment.
Yep.
Walk me through those feelings and how you're like navigating it.
It's crazy. I go back and forth through this like every day. Like I'm like, what the fuck am I doing sometimes? And then, you know, like being home and like growing up with, you know, like my mom, you know, she doesn't understand. Most of my family, they don't understand it. Like, are you fucking crazy? Like, what are you doing? Like, you left like a cushy job and you're doing this. Like, why? And it's just like, I don't know sometimes. But at the same time, it's like, I do know. It's like, there's a deeper reason as to why I'm doing it. But yeah, it's because, you know, and the thing is like, I learned a lot from this from classes too, is like, you know, it's, you kind of have to stay in the present moment. Like for me, I think when I was banking, I was always like providing for the future as to, you know, being able, I could, you know, retire at 65 or just make sure I could, you know, buy that house and that mortgage and like really always like aiming for the future. But right now it's like, I have no idea where the fuck I'm going to be in the next 2 years. But at the same time, it's like, it's exciting, but yes, also very fucking scary because there's no guarantees after drama school. Like, you know, it's very much I could, you know, be back at banking, knocking on wood, hoping that doesn't happen.
Knock on wood for you too.
It motivates me because, like, I know I apply the same, you know, work ethic as I did, like, in banking to this. Like, it's, you know, it's not just for fun and giggles and just to have a good time, but it's like I am trying to work up to hopefully building a sustainable career on the name of the school and its reputation and, you know, kind of just working it from there. But exciting, but definitely scary because, yeah, you just don't know. And you just kind of venture to, you know, if I work hard and I show up and if things happen, great. If they don't, at least I gave it my all. And, you know, maybe that'll give me motivation to keep going and stuff like that.
For sure. And I think I remember saying this. I was like, if it scares you, that means you should be doing it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think you're in the right place.
Yeah.
But I just know for like myself, I'm like, okay, if it scares me a little bit, like then just go for it.
Yeah.
Because you never want to live in that moment of like, what if?
Yep.
Like, what if I went all in on something?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel like in my career right now in real estate, of just like, all right, like I knew once I left also like from the financing world, like I worked for an accounting firm.
Yeah.
But like I remember just like kind of leaving that behind and I'm like, okay, like if I'm gonna do real estate, all in. All or nothing. Let's see what happens. And Tomorrow's gonna make it 3 years since I've been like full time.
Hey, so there, you that's, like, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I'm like excited and I'm like happy doing this.
Yeah.
Of course, there's like a lot of me where I'm like, I love podcasting. I love like acting. I love that whole realm. But it's so different from like you right now where you're like, no, I love it. I love it enough that I left this like career, moved to London.
Yeah.
And I'm out here and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
How much more schooling do you have?
So I'm almost through the halfway mark, which is kind of crazy. So it's a 3-year program. I'm a little over a year now. I will be done around July 2024. It's not that far off. And to be honest, it's really like 2 years of training. So like we'll have like, you know, classwork for the first 2 years. And then third year is nothing but, you know, shows. Mm-hmm. And there's shows that like they invite, you know, to the public. So we'll do it at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll invite external people, whether it be, just people interested in theater, like British, like theater in London is like much of a thing. And they'll invite, you know, agents, directors and stuff like that. That's where you kind of like showcase, you know, the talent and, you know, that's where people kind of get, you know, signed or. They get signed with agents or directors and they start working, you know, usually immediately after school. So yeah, that's the goal. Let's see where it takes from there.
Yeah. Are you excited about that process or are you kind of just enjoying the moment and where you are right now and just learning?
Yeah, and it's, yeah, I mean, because that's always in the back of your head, like, you know, when you first get there, you're like, okay, you're already kind of, you know, streamlining where I kind of want to be at the end of the year, as you know, of course, you know, a lot of people want to be, like, you know, in film, TV, or theater, or just fucking working, to be honest.
Yeah.
But they really try to, you know, stress those points is, like, again, like, staying present, you know, being here, and that's what really... To be honest, this is what really good acting is about. It's usually like if you're doing a scene, whether you're on stage or a film, and if you're already thinking about like, oh, how's the scene going to end? Or did I fuck up my last three lines?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you're already fucked, like, because you're already out of it. But the more you kind of stay in those moment by moment, the more things become more alive and the more things you see. And that's really what, you know, strikes people when they see like good film and TV acting. Like if the actor or the sees it, you know, the audience will see it. So it's like more staying in the moment, enjoying each class as I, and the more I do that, the more I've kind of like invested and like the future kind of doesn't matter, you know, but at the same time, you know, when you kind of step away, you do kind of want to observe like, you know, classmates that are above you. That's why it's good to kind of like foster relationships with, you know, people that are not necessarily in your class to kind of see like, you know, how's things going, how are you working out? And the more you do that, you know, again, it's also a business. Like, you know, you got to network, got to work your ass off. You could be the most talented actor in the classroom and not, you know, have anything. It's like, it's always going to be like a mix of both. So it's kind of like, you know, balancing those worlds. And the school will actually have us, you know, have classes where we have like, I think we're going to have a more my current year now in the spring or summer semester. Where we have like industry people and they kind of tell us like, you know, how the industry kind of works within London and if people want to kind of venture outside of London and stuff. So, you just kind of take it day by day. And the more you kind of do that, the more you kind of take the stress and the weight of, you know, being signed and working like that, it kind of takes the pressure off a little bit.
Yeah. Because you're just like kind of like focusing on like, okay, let me get good at my craft.
Yeah.
And everything else kind of like falls into place like when that time is right. Jorge actually says this quote all the time to me, where it's perfect practice, or it's something about, I might have to cut this, but it's like practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Okay, I like that.
And I really, really like that. And it's just like once you are just kind of being proactive and you're doing things the right way, like the opportunities are going to come. And that was like another thing that he says. It's like opportunity is when preparation meets success.
Preparation meets, what was it, luck?
When luck meets opportunity
and preparation, or something like that.
We're on the right track.
We know what you're talking about. It's one of those.
But I think you put those two things like combined in, like practicing, and then the right opportunities coming along. But like when those opportunities come along, you're like, no, I know I've been working on my craft for the last 3 years, and I haven't been focusing on like the end goal and just really like enjoying the process and going through the process. Like I think that's huge.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. And and just being around people and the school itself, I think the more they try to like kind of stress those points in, which you kind of forget, you know, because I'm not gonna it'd be some days where I'm just like, you know, again, like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, did I really do this? Like something wrong. But you know, you take a breath and you just realize, you know the work you've done, why are you doing this in the first place? It's always down to the why. And yeah, things make more sense. And you just kind of go with it.
Besides you loving this industry and this being like your passion, like what's your big why of why you're doing it?
Yeah, again, it's the only place where I could be 100% myself. And, you know, I kind of grew up in a strict religious home where a lot of things were forbidden, you know, where we couldn't do a lot of things. And then kind of going to a school setting where it's like you're also taught, like, you know, it's a structure to it. And then kind of going into like the corporate world, whereas, to be honest, there weren't a lot of Black people or minorities in my background. And, you know, I felt like I had to kind of like, you know, become more of a chameleon to kind of appease, you know, people, mm-hmm. you know, to what they think I should be or make them feel more comfortable, which it kind of just kills you inside a little bit. And I think acting was more of an outlet. And I guess I didn't really know myself at that point. I think that was another reason why I kind of want, you know, do acting. And yeah, it's the only place where I feel completely free and liberated. And we get to do fun stuff and storytelling. It's like, you know, when you go to like, you see a good film or TV show or a theater piece or play, it's when you walk out of there different, mm-hmm. or when it makes you think something different, mm-hmm. job done. And it doesn't have to be for everybody. It's like, it's always, you know, it could be one or two people. But like, if you do that, you know, job done. And there's been like heavy influences where, you know, it would be film or TV shows that have kind of done that. And it's like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, what's like an example of, I could think of like a million,
yeah.
but like what's one example of a show that like gave you, or show or movie that gave you that like, ooh, that really made me think.
Yeah, like, so I'm a big advocate of this, and like, I know my friends always get tired of me recommending the show. So True Detective season one.
I haven't seen it.
So it's probably my all-time favorite show.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey's character is like my spirit animal. He's one of my favorite actors. He's one of my heroes.
Wait, we need to pause for a second. I love that man. Oh, so how did I not see this show?
You have to see this.
Is this
show.
Like a really old show or like?
It came out, I think, in 2012.
I'm like writing it down so I don't forget.
Yeah, you have to watch this show. But that was like something that just really struck with me because, you know, and you know Matthew McConaughey, like he always is the romantic hunk. Also, his book Green Lights is like one of my favorite books, where he kind of discussed like his journey. Like he kind of got typecast for a bit and he didn't get work for a while. And it wasn't until he stopped working for a couple years where he's like denying the multi-million dollar projects. And then, you know, his phone goes silent for like a year and a half or 2 years. And, you know, he's like wondering if he'll ever work again.
Wow.
And then people started to keep him in mind or just called him up to do like these other dramatic roles. And yeah, True Detective is like one of the serious roles that he kind of took. And just to see his like his transformation, how he took on his character. Woody Harrelson is also in that show. And they just, the chemistry, the story, the vibe. It was like one of those shows that kind of like really struck with me and like, you know, kind of was like, okay, he sees the world for how it is. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people may want to vocally, you know, say it or, you know, see it, but I kind of saw it.
Yeah.
It was like something I was like, all right, that's something kind of like motivated me. And then also the film Collateral with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise, that was like another movie that really struck me. like, again, what the fuck am I doing? Like, do I really want to do this? You know, for the, do I want to kind of take a chance on something? And, you know, totally just go with it. I think those are, like, motivational pieces to, like, you know, get me to try out acting.
Yeah.
Go for it full throttle.
They're like, come on, man, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. It's like, you know, the dude in the air, like, the little voice in your head saying, just fucking go, man, just go. And I think that's what prodded at that a little more.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I like one of my favorite, like, Matthew McConaughey movies, and, like, it was Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a good movie. Yeah. I watched it, like, 10 times. Yeah. And I don't, but, like, it was one of those pieces because, like, again, like, I mean, like, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah.
Classic. I watch it every single time I'm on an airplane. Yeah. But there was something, again, about, like, his acting in Lincoln Lawyer and, like, you know, portraying, like, this character who's, like, I'm a little shady, but I'm also trying to do the right thing. Yeah. But he's incredible. Absolutely love him.
No, that's a great film. And that, I think that was actually one of the films. It was either around that time or before, like, True Detective, where he started taking on roles that, you know, were outside of just playing the romantic guy. And, he just needed somebody to, like, take a chance on him. And that's why he directly, like, you know, turned down roles that, even though the paycheck was good, it's not what he wanted to do anymore. He wanted to kind of, like, venture out, and, like, him taking that risk and that risk and that chance, you know, is admirable, you know?
Yeah. Do you know, like, from, like, kind of just, like, between your classes and, like, the movies that you've seen and, like, the shows that, like, you kind of, like, yeah, okay, this is kind of my vibe. Do you kind of know by now, like, the type of actor or the type of acting that you think you want to, like, get into?
Yeah, it's actually funny. I would really like to do theater, to be honest. And the school that I'm going to is a big theater school. New York is big on theater too, but it's like you really only have Broadway. London, you kind of have more of a wider spectrum of theaters, and a lot of people do go to the theaters in London. Like, that's a thing, you know. Broadway is kind of fucking expensive, but you know, London is a bit affordable depending on where you go, but it's just such a wide selection. Yeah, the thing with theater is that, you know, it's, again, it's just very in the moment. Like, I'm very big on sports. Like, I'm a big basketball, you know, fan. It's the closest thing you get to sport. It's like you got to deal with everything as it happens, like the errors, the things that go wrong, people's phones going off, how that takes you out the moment. That shit happens still all the time. With the two shows last week, that happened, like, it's crazy, like every 20 minutes, which is just weird, you know, they tell you not to. So yeah, just that atmosphere, that world, because it's just constant, you kind of roll with the punches with that, and I find very exciting. Film and TV, would love to do, but they say, like, you get paid to wait. So, like, you could be, you know, doing a scene and you could be on set for like 8 hours. You don't get called on to, like, you know, hour six. And then you actually do get called on, and then you're on camera for, like, you know, 15 minutes anyway while they, you know, reshoot it. So it kind of takes some of the juice out of it, but it's still an exciting place to be because you kind of have all these things around you, whether it be you be on set or, you know, even, you know, in a green room where you don't have much, you're bringing your imagination alive and still being able to tell the story. And being connected, like, with your, you know, fellow actor across from you, it's still kind of, like, has that same charge. But your theater is just, you have to kind of flow with it. It's, like, the closest thing to, like, a game. That would be what I would like to do, you know, when I...
It's also, like, I find it, theater... And, I mean, coming from kind of both worlds, they both have their challenges and their pros and their cons. I do find theater to be a little bit more challenging because it's also live.
Yeah.
And, like, there is, like, it's you said it earlier, it's like, you know, if you mess up, you kind of just have to be okay and keep going and really have the will to, like, just, like, all right, let's power through and really not make a show.
Yeah.
So that part has always been a little bit more challenging, but there is something so rewarding about, like, being on stage and then at the end just having, like, that standing ovation or, like, the hearing, like, the the laughs or like the jokes like really sticking.
Yeah.
And that almost like kind of like fuels you of like, okay, I just got one. Yeah, like, yeah. So let's keep it going.
And yeah. No, yeah, that's the thing is like, you know, you have different audience that comes in every night. So like it's a different charge each time. So like if you know, something was funny that landed, you know, one night, didn't land with something else. And then, but another line that you unexpectedly didn't think was funny lands with this. So like it's like forever, like evolving and changing. So like, it feels different each time you kind of do it. Where like, I guess your film and TV kind of do feel like that, but there's no stop cutting, you know, go with theater. You just kind of have to stay in that moment, that present moment.
No, for sure. What are you like, most excited about right now?
So going back into class, like we're actually going to do an on-camera scene, which we really haven't done. So going back into that, and we're working with people in our class where we actually have to kind of write it ourselves. But even if we write it together as a group, we don't necessarily get to perform it. We get to pass it to somebody else in our class who does our own written scene, and we take on somebody else's written scene. So like it preempts you for any ideas you may have about how am I going to approach this, how am I going to do this. Like you just kind of like got to go with it and figure it out. So that's exciting. You know, practicing on my British accent, which does need some work, because from what I hear from my classmates, I still have a little bit of a British accent, but there's also some Jamaican in there, which I have no idea how it got in there because I have no Jamaican background. So I want to brush up on that a little bit.
Wait, let's get a little taste of your British accent. Oh man, the pressure! Your British accent.
Sure. So all right, I could do a few lines. All right, pressure's on.
Putting you on the spot.
You are putting me on the spot. Okay. I have no armor left. You stripped it from me. Whatever I am, whatever is left of me, I'm yours. That's it. I'm sure some Jamaican slipped in there.
So obviously, I'm not from London, and so it's just like I can't be your biggest like. I can't judge, but like I think it's good, but I do hear the little bit of
so definitely some work. So yeah.
No, but like that's so exciting because it's just like almost like, all right, you know you're working on it. So like when it gets perfected, you're gonna be like,
Yeah.
Like, I did that thing.
Definitely gonna need to do that if I wanna work in London. So definitely gonna, you know, spend some time on that, which we kind of started this in September. So hopefully like this year we'll kind of like take it a little bit further and stuff. But
no, but I love that. I kind of love the whole fact that you guys are like going to be writing out your script, passing it along, so you don't like, even though you're writing like a character and you might be like thinking of like, okay, this is like the idea of like how I would play the character, it's going to be interesting to see like how someone else does it, and then like also how you act on like someone else's like script as well. It's super exciting. One thing that you just said in terms of like acting in London, do you think that's like end game is to just stay out there?
To be honest, I really have to. I would like to. I do like living in London. Again, yeah, it's not much different than New York, but just given like the atmosphere and how theater is like a big thing. And again, just I guess living outside of New York, because I've lived here my whole life, I would like to spend more time in London or even somewhere else in Europe. I just kind of, you know, want to, you know, have new things kind of thrown to me, new cultures that I kind of have to take in. But at the end of the day, I have to go where the work takes me. Ideally, yeah. So it'll be London. I wouldn't mind working in New York. It's still like a big place to work in between here and, you know, LA. LA is where like all the film and TV's at. So again, like if there's opportunities out there, I would definitely go there. I very much like having New York as just my home base where I kind of get to chill though. You know, again, very open to working here, but you know, I would love to kind of just have this as a place where I come back,
know, relax.
Relax.
Yeah.
Which has been great.
Which is also so funny because, like, relax. Like, when I think of New York, it's just, like, hustle mode all the time. But I also love, love, love that you kind of already, in a way, identified, like, that division of, like, home base. Like, when I'm home, I just want to come and chill and relax and see friends and, like, whatever it is. And then, like, work bases, like, like you said, wherever work takes you, whether it's, like, staying out in London or, like, having to travel maybe, like, to another state, whatever. But I think it's, like, really, really cool that you really, like, have kind of already identified that, because it's something I, like, I kind of struggle with it, because I remember just saying, like, when I'm home, not in, like, my apartment, but, like, if I go home to see my parents or if I go home to see, like, Jorge's parents, like, that, I'm just, like, okay, when I'm there, I just want to be present. I want to be in the moment, and I want to spend time with family and just, like, sit by the fire and relax. And then there was a moment where I was, like, taking work with me. And then it didn't feel the same anymore. I'm like, oh, this is not my relaxing place anymore. Yeah. So it was like, it took some time where now I'm just like trying to like, okay, when I'm like home, let home be home and just be completely present. Don't even bring the laptop with you, Teresa. Just leave it in the apartment. But it's hard. It's like a hard thing to like try to like identify, I feel.
No, it is. Cause like, and actually, I think some of the teachers have commented on this. Is like my feedback is like when I first got there, I was like, I'm very much grind mode. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I think just being in London and Europeans in general is like their 9 to 5 is their 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. Like it took me 2 months to open up a UK bank account. It was because I was like in class all day and like we were there from 9 to 5 basically. Mm-hmm. And I think we had like an off day where I kind of went to a bank and was opening like an account. And I went to this bank, will remain unnamed. And I went there. I was like, hey, I need to open up an account. And they were just like, it's, you know, it's 4:30. We close at 5. And this is a 45-minute process, which means we'll have to stay an extra 15 minutes to kind of help you open up this account. And I'm like, all right, yeah, that's fine with me. No, that means you have to come back another day. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? You guys can't stay 15 minutes past? Like, I get it. If, as an employee there, like, yeah, I value my time. My time is my time. But, like, as a customer, it's really, it hits you where, like, you know, the convenience of, like, you would never hear that here. Like,
never.
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 You know, especially if, like, a manager was present. Like, never. But
it's like you get that account open.
You get that account open, right? Yeah, and like you as an employee, like that's like you get some type of commission off of that, you know?
Oh my god!
So they respect their time, and like that took time for me to like, kind of like realize. And I totally get it. It's like they're very big on like you know their downtime and their family, and you know their friends and stuff. Where I think New York, we kind of get really into grind mode. Yes, again, remembering my corporate days, if you needed to answer an email at 10 p.m., whether it be, you know, Sunday night or whatever like that, you had to fucking do it, you know? And there were no excuses. So, you know, kind of letting that grind mentality go a little bit, you know, kind of helps you kind of be a little bit more free and open, which I think the teachers get.
Yeah. And now, do you feel like now being there for a year and a half?
Yeah, almost, yep.
Do you feel like now, like, you like the grind mode is done and you're like, all right.
I'm very much a workaholic. And again, I'm still working on it. Like, yeah. I don't think it's totally there. It's like, I like being busy. Mm-hmm. Like, I had off, like, we were off from school for, like, 2 months this past, in 2022, like, July, August. And, yeah, I wasn't working and I didn't come back home because I kind of wanted to explore, you know, London to see how it is. And I fucking struggle. Like, I like being, I like having long days because it just feels like I'm investing in something. It's like a free time, it kind of kills me. But, you know, yeah, I just went on like walks, you know, kind of explored different places, went on long runs, exploring different like, you know, parks that I haven't been to because there are, you know, tremendous abundance of parks that you randomly kind of like find in London. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like still a big city. They do have some greenery. So yeah, I'm still working on it, to be honest, but I think I've gotten better at it. I'm not perfect, but I'm getting better.
You'll get there.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
How long are classes?
Yes. So they're 9 to 6. Wow. And sometimes a bit longer. So like very intense.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they advise, you know, kind of like not working or doing anything. Like they're really big if you miss a class. Like you have to have like a good fucking reason.
Wow.
So yeah, they're really big. They treat it like, you know, kind of like a job, you know, hour wise or structure wise, and they expect you to be there. And it makes sense because, you know, different from like, well, actually not so different, but like I feel a little bit more doing acting or drama school. Whereas like if you are absent, you know, it's not only, you know, big on you that you miss classes, but it affects the people that you're around.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you're an ensemble, you're working with these people for, you know, 2 years of training, and then you're going to do 3 years of shows. You not being there, that's an opportunity missed for like the you know, the classmates to kind of, you know, work with you a little bit more closely. So, and I never really thought about it that way. It's like, you know, if I, you know, don't feel the best, or if I don't, it's like, you know, all right, I might miss a class or whatever like that, which I don't ever want to do. But, you know, affects everybody else. So it's kind of like you have to kind of put the, you know, the group ahead of like yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. No, totally. And just kind of like push through.
Yeah.
Because it is a very collaborative environment as well. And like the energy is feeding off of each other and like working together, or probably even having like a partner to share a scene with.
Yep.
And even going back to like theater world, like, you know, rain or shine, sick or not sick, like we're showing up.
You gotta show up.
Yeah.
Because again, you can't do that when you're you know, you're doing a show, and like these shows, they're intense. Like they get full schedules. Like they're doing the same thing every night, and sometimes you may do it for 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta show up because people are paying money to see you. If you're not there, like, you know directors get pretty pissed off by that.
Yes.
Especially if you're the, like, the main person, people are coming to see you, and they get, you know, kind of like the understudy.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a good opportunity for understudy to shine, but at the same time, you know, they came to see you, so you, fucking push through it.
No, I love that, and we want you to be the star of the show for like all the time. So there's that. But this leads me to kind of like I guess like the closing of the podcast before we do some fun rapid fire questions.
Sure.
But because we're on the topic, for those days, and this is a question that we ask all our guests, for those days when you are feeling a little down or unmotivated, or like, let's even just say like under the weather, like what's the one thing that you do to get you out of a funk and like really pick yourself back up?
Yeah, so I'm big on music, and I am very, I will say, very anal on playlists. Like I have a playlist for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So like if it's something that I do feel down, you know, I know there's a certain playlist I can go to kind of like get me out that funk and get me out of my feelings, or me being, you know, it being about me, which helps. Second to that, calls with friends and family. Like, Juan is probably one of my favorite people to talk to when I'm kind of going through a tough time. And even though he's not in the theater world at all, he always shares like a perspective and the momentum to kind of like, you know, keep me going. And I'll share like pieces with him, and he gives me honest feedback, which also helps, you know, because Londoners can be quite polite a lot of the time, and you don't know if like they mean what they say sometimes. But, you know, he's like a person that I've known and grown with for a while. So he kind of like give me feedback, or just talking like other friends, like, you know, Jesse and Peter, like people that I've kind of grown up with, to really just sometimes humble me down too and be like, oh yeah, your accent is shit. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, what are you saying? Or I had to do like a lion thing, and I had to do like a lion roar, and they were like, what are you doing? Are you a pigeon? Like, but it's like, they're not doing it to be, you know,
mean.
Dicks or memes.
Yeah,
they're just
yeah.
being fucking honest, which
yeah.
I love. And this is, you know, it's that, you know, camaraderie that like I really appreciate and kind of miss, you know, when I'm out in London. But, you know, I think between music and then just talking with friends is helpful.
I love that. I think now it's making me question. I'm like, wait, am I a true New Yorker? Because like even before, I'm like, well, like what's a nice way that I could say that?
And yeah, you can't do it with everybody, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no, but like to your point, like I do love like those friends that I have. Like one of my closest friends, Catherine. I call her my honey bunny, but she is that friend. Like, if I need brutal honesty, like, I know she will give it to me, yeah, like 200 times over and will not care. Like, she's just like, you know, I don't care if it hurts your feelings, but I'm going to say this. But you know I love you. And I'm like, you need that.
You need that. You definitely need that. Because, yeah, you don't want to just go through and then not knowing. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's how you get better.
Absolutely.
It's like, you got to fail at shit. You got to suck at shit for a while. Until you, yeah, because if I just think, oh, everything's good and great, like, all right, I don't need to work on this. But, you know, I constantly want to improve. I become very obsessive with shit. I do have, like, an obsessive personality, where it's, like, I constantly want to be better. It's not like I want to be better than anybody else. I just want to always constantly, like, challenge myself and not, you know, do something and be like, did I really fully commit to it or did I not? Like, that's the biggest thing I can't live with, like, regret and just not giving it my all. It's just unacceptable.
A million times love that, because if you're not constantly challenging yourself, you're not growing.
Yeah.
And that's just how I feel. And yep, like, and I've said this story so many times on the pod, but like, for me, it was just like at the accounting firm, you almost felt like you're on like this hamster wheel and you kept doing the same thing over and over. And I was like, I was no longer challenged.
Yeah.
And there's always room for improvement.
Yep.
But like, when it kind of hits like a stopping point, it's just like, okay. So for like me, like real estate, like there's no ceiling. Like you could keep going and going and going. Yeah. And like every day is so different and you're constantly encountering challenges.
Yeah.
And I would like think even the same with acting, when you take it on like new roles or like having to read like a new script or like having to work with someone new. It's always changing. Yep. And that's like exciting also.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's really exciting.
Exactly.
But I love all the things. I'm gonna get into some rapid fire questions.
All right, let's go.
Oh no, you might lose some friends right now. No, I'm kidding.
We'll just cut that out, right?
No, I'm kidding. But my first question for you is like, who's your BFF?
It's a mix between two people, to be honest.
Okay.
Juan, I mentioned earlier.
Love it.
And Jesse, who's a person I grew up with. Our parents knew each other. We had no choice but to be best friends. We grew up in the same religious community. Yeah, there's pictures of us, like, you know, out the womb, you know, with our parents. So, like, he's honestly the funniest person I fucking know.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Juan, he's your best friend. I was like texting him yesterday. I was like, my new favorite person is coming over.
Yeah. And he's like, he gets jealous.
Yeah, he's like, he goes, he's out here stealing friends. I was like, I'm popular. Everybody likes me, Juan. It's okay. Okay. Tea or coffee?
Coffee, for sure. I know. Me being over there. Oh, shit. Well, it depends.
I'm kidding. Tell me about the other love in your life, coffee.
Yeah, just, it doesn't, you know, I would have like a, you know, at least one or two coffees a day. And it's like, I'm not like a fucking prima donna like Juan is with coffee. Like, I just need
I didn't know about his
oh
coffee.
My gosh, you have no idea. Like, he sends me, like, sporadic videos of him making, like, his latte with, like, his espresso machine. And then even when he came to visit me in London, where's the best coffee spot? I'm just like, I don't fucking care. Just go down the road. But, like, he was super prima donna with that. Yeah, I just want something that gives me a kick in the morning. And then, yeah, we have long days. And sometimes, like, I just, yeah, need that extra kick. And I'm not big on it. I just need, yeah, cream and, you know, that's all it is. I can't even tell tastes like the difference between good or bad coffee. I just know that I'm there for the caffeine.
I feel like that would, like, I haven't drank like a cup of coffee. Like, I've tried it.
Yeah.
But like, to fully drink like a black cup of coffee, like, I feel like I have too much energy to just go over right now. I'm like, I'm good. But I am curious, like, living in London, because like, for some reason, like, English breakfast tea like comes to my head like automatically, and it also has caffeine in it as well. Like, do you find like your colleagues or like your classmates like drinking more tea or more coffee?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Yeah, I don't think there's really, I kind of thought that too. And like, yeah, friends make back, you know, like you're doing like tea time or like you're having a crumpet or whatever. Like, I'm just like, I don't know if that's really that much of a huge thing as we put it on. Like, I think a lot of people do drink coffee as much as they do drink tea. But like tea is supposed to be a little bit better for you, especially if you get like herbal tea or something with like lemon in it or whatever. It's supposed to especially help with like voice and, you know, it doesn't, you know, dry out as dry your voice as much as coffee would. But like, yeah, I see a lot of people drink coffee in my class.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll stick to tea time for here. Done. This is the new tea time. We talked a little bit. Oh, actually, no, I skipped a question.
Okay.
This one is hard.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you ready?
Oh, no.
New York City or London?
New York City, man. Oh. It's still my heart. Come on. Okay. That's just wrong. I love being here, man.
I was just like, wait, this is going to be challenging for him to
help. No, it's still New York City, man. It's just where I grew up. It's my heart. I knew. I've only been in London for a year and a half. As much as I'm loving London, it's different here.
Good answer.
I miss the tall buildings. I miss the lights. I miss the vibe. I miss not knowing how my night's going to end. You know, like I have more of that in New York than I do.
I love that. Okay, we didn't lose you yet. Perfect. Perfect. No. Favorite actor?
Ooh, that's tough. Can I give a top three?
You could give a top three, yes.
All right. Jamie Foxx is up there. Matthew McConaughey is up there. And British actor, Daniel Kaluuya. From Get Out and Nope recently.
He is great. I was just like, wait, that name sounds so familiar.
Yeah.
And he's awesome. And he's kind of new to the acting world too.
I know he's been more in the spotlight because of like Jordan Peele. Like he works with that director who's been kind of new.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he really studied, but like he's been like, I don't think he went to drama school, but he's always taking classes. I think he's taken part of it when he was younger, too. But he's just been more in the spotlight. But now he's great. And it was, again, something that changed me. I remember it was a Black Mirror episode that he's on.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it. It was on the first season. But, yeah.
Black Mirror came out and I started watching it. Jorge's, like, into it.
Okay.
And I know which episode you're talking about because, like, I think that's the first time that I've seen him,
yeah,
like, act.
Yeah.
Before, like, he did all of, like, the movies.
Yeah.
So, but Black Mirror is intense and I love it and, like, the acting. And that's, like, a show that really makes you, like, think.
Yeah. It, like, holds the mirror up against, like, society and be like, okay. What did I learn from this? How do I feel? Do I feel differently about myself or the world in general? And that's really the goal. And
yeah.
I love stuff that kind of, you know, does that. Still in a fun, exciting way where it's not like preaching to you or telling you anything.
No, totally. It's a fun show. It's a good show. What, like to end and like wrap everything around, what is like, and I might have asked this already, but what is one thing, no, I didn't ask, but like, what is one thing that you're looking forward to in 2023?
Ooh, it's actually going to be on a note that I've gotten from like a teacher. They want me to be a little bit more, I guess, like more physical. So like, complete opposite, like they tend to view that kind of constrain a lot, or you know, where she says flex, which I really understand what that means, still goes on, but like again, it's just the opposite. And like they're kind of like also they mix in classes like with, you know, yoga, so like me being more yoga or approaching like a scene differently, where it's just not like I come through as like, you know, the brute or something like that, but it's more as like I'm more light and more open and I guess more playful. So like seeing where that is in my body so I could kind of like completely, you know, transform to like different characters. Just kind of doing opposite of what, you know, has gotten me so far to into Guildhall and my acting experience now, doing the opposite physically and seeing where the, like, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
So it's like, it's just not only, I guess, not just being able to just kind of like say the words on a script, but like almost feeling the words.
Yeah, like embody it in a way that is totally different. And like, you know, they're really big on images. So like, if they see me more as doing a scene, like, I don't know, random, but like, I'm more of a rock or something like that, a little bit more hard or tough, you know, doing the scene as a feather, you know, like, how would a feather do it? And like, I don't fucking know, but you know, how a feather, you know, looks and, you know, floats in the air. So, you know, how what does that image do for me as an actor? And how can I, you know, embody that with the lines and, you know, with my scene partner and the scene in general? So I want to explore more of that. And yeah, kind of do more yoga. And just get more loose with my body as much as possible.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
Are you excited to get back?
It's bittersweet, man, because this is the longest I've been away from home. Mm-hmm. I haven't been home since last December. I've been having a blast. Like, I love just kind of being home, not doing anything. I miss the food.
Food is the best. What was the thing that you were looking forward to the most when you got back to New York?
My mom's lasagna. She makes the best.
There's nothing like mom's cooking.
There's nothing like mom's cooking. Yeah. I've been having it every day. It's been so great.
Could maybe like pack it, freeze it, ship it?
Yeah, she keeps saying that, but I don't think it would be as good. You know, it might turn out to be London food.
Yeah.
You know, but more taste like.
But it's something great to like look forward to come home to for sure,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that I'm gonna miss that. And then yeah, seeing my friends back here has been really great.
And making new
friends. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's just been great. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you when I come back, you know, for the trip. And hopefully I'll be back this summer. I don't think I'll wait this long.
Or we'll visit you in London.
That would be even great. Yeah, that would be dope.
It'll be amazing. I want to like come out to like the plays like once you start like getting out there. It'll be so exciting.
Yeah, no, it'll be great. And if not, like I think we can stream it too. So like that's another good thing, you know,
see. Well, I know they can't see the room that we're in right now, but this is like a perfect room for like a streaming party to like
I'm with you on this. Yeah, this is a great
Yeah, we can't give you all the tea, but
this
was so fun. It was amazing kind of like learning kind of like the ins and outs and like where you are in your career. And I can't wait to kind of continue the conversation to see like where you land.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to land in really great places because you seem so passionate and so ambitious. And it's like one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you to begin with. Just kind of like picking up and like going for it and being all in is.
Nah, thank you for having me.
Incredible.
Of course. I really do appreciate it. Yeah.
Of course. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. This has been great. And when you do come back, we'll make sure to have tea, you know, for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. So thank you for listening to Tea Time with Tea. I'll check you guys in the next one. Ciao for now. Bye bye. It was so fun.
Great question. Yeah, really good.